Now we return to Jimmy Allen, Speed Robertson, and the flying field at Alto K. In the last episode, Jimmy Allen is awakened late at night by a sound coming from the hangar. He awakened Speed, and they silently crept into the large canvas-covered shed and came upon a dark form tampering with the ships. The nocturnal prowler, hearing a sound, left the hangar but soon returned. Jimmy and Speed crept upon him and leapt upon him. In a brief struggle, he is overpowered by the two pilots. Speed directs a flashlight on his face and is greatly astonished to discover that he and Jimmy have been struggling with their chief mechanic, Flash Lewis. Here they are, gazing in wonderment at the startled and badly frightened mechanic.
Flash Lewis! Hal, what are you doing here, Flash?
Flash, what's this all about?
Hey, let go of me, will you? Oh, my jaw! Who hit me?
Ah, Jimmy.
I'm sorry, Flash. I didn't mean to treat you so rough.
Well, I'll be a bow-legged Kiwi. I thought you guys was going to murder me. Ooh, them arms of Jimmy's are like steel cable. Boy, I should...
In the name of common sense, Flash, tell us what in the world you're doing out in the hangar in the middle of the night.
Well, there ain't a law against it, is there? Ain't I in charge of all the mechanics on this field?
I guess we did surprise you a little, huh, Flash?
Surprise me? You nearly killed me. The only reason I didn't yell for help was because Jimmy almost knocked me out and then nearly choked me to death. What are you feeding that kid out here, raw meat or something?
Gee, Flash, you put up a pretty good battle yourself, you know.
Put up a battle? I wasn't battling. I was trying to get away. If I'd ever got loose, my old dog sure would have been agitating this gravel.
If I'd known you were the guy prowling around in here, Flash, I'd have given you a head start just to see you move fast for once in your life.
Well, maybe it's a good thing I didn't get loose. I'd have probably run over 8 or 10 jackrabbits getting away from this here hangar.
Oh, gee, Flash, I'd have given anything to see you take off across that field.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen me long, though.
Well, Flash, the next time you want to prowl around here in the middle of the night, let us know about it. We don't want her sleep disturbed, chasing you up and down this flying field. Why, Jimmy and I have been watching you for 20 minutes.
Well, I was... Huh? 20 minutes? What do you mean you've been watching me for 20 minutes?
Well, sure. I first saw your flashlight about 20 minutes ago from the window of the pilot's quarters. Then I woke up Speed and we crept out here and slipped in the little door on the north side of the hangar.
Yeah, we were sure we had to...
Say, what is this, a game? You ain't been watching me for 20 minutes. I just come in a hangar. Hadn't been in here a minute before you grabbed me.
Yeah, we saw you come in. When Jimmy bumped into the wing of the 38 and made a racket, we saw you leave the hangar. Then a minute later, you came back again.
Leave a hangar? Say, listen, Speed, will you quit kidding me? I just got down here. 20 minutes ago, I was in my bed in the quarters.
Well, do you mean to say you haven't been in the hangar for the last 20 minutes? That you weren't over there by that other line?
Now, look here. We were back there in the corner watching you, Flash.
Don't make me out any crazier than I already am. I just come in a hangar a minute ago and went right over to Jimmy's P-38.
And you weren't on that other line at all?
Well, of course not. I just got through telling you.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Let's get this thing straight. Do you mean to say, Flash, that you just left the mechanics' quarters a few minutes ago and came right down here? That you haven't been prowling around in here for the past half hour?
Hey, I get it now. Look at here, fellas. Well, if that ain't a good one.
What do you mean?
You must have seen the same thing I did. You know, I've been worrying about the trouble we've been having, like a mags that was busted.
Yeah, I know that's been worrying you, Flash.
Well, I couldn't go to sleep tonight. I just lay there and got to thinking about those things, and about 5 minutes ago, I got up to get a cigarette. And by golly, I thought I seen a flashlight in a hangar. So I got my own flashlight and come on over here. Walk in a hangar thinking maybe I better give Jimmy's ship a once-over and start to take off a culling, and just about that time you guys jumped me.
And you hadn't been in here before that, Flash?
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Listen, fellas, there was another man in here. And when I jumped into that wing, the noise frightened him and he left. Right after that, Flash came in, and we thought it was the same man. Say, you know, Speed, I just happened to think of it. But when that fella came back, we know it was Flash now... But when he came back from a different direction.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. I'll bet that's exactly what happened. Well, if that isn't good.
Well, if it don't beat anything I ever heard of.
Well, Flash, did you see anyone leave the hangar when you were walking over to it from your quarters?
No, not a soul. Of course, it's pretty darker, not being any moon. Somebody could have walked out here and I wouldn't have seen him.
Yeah, that's true enough. Well, say, let's look around here. Come on over to the other side.
Okay, let's have a look at him.
You know, come to think of it, the man we saw go out of here, Speed... Of course, it was dark. We couldn't tell anything about him. But it looked like he had a pair of coveralls, And Flash here, well, he's got on a jacket thrown over his pajamas.
Yeah, that's right, too, now that I think of it.
Well, here's your plane.
Yeah. Now, here's the one that it looked like he was working on. Hey, throw your light around here, Flash.
This one here, huh?
Yeah, that's it. And I'll hold it right there. Uh-oh, look at that.
Look at that, Flash. A bunch of tools.
Uh-huh. Somebody's been messing around in here. Now, them tools weren't here when the boys knocked off today. You know that, Speed. I don't allow no mechanic to leave his tools laying around anywhere.
Yeah, I know that, Flash. I've seen your fire mechs for that sort of thing.
Well, look at that. A hammer, a cold chisel, and a pair of pliers. Yes, sir, someone's been fooling around in here, all right.
Well, who do the tools belong to? Can you tell, Flash?
Well, there's some of the stuff that come in that big tool chest a Mammoth Company owns. The boys take them out in the morning and turn them in every night.
Huh, no way to check on that, huh?
It'd be pretty hard to do because any one of 8 or 10 of these boys might have been using them.
Well, you're not even sure there are tools, are you, Flash?
No, they ain't got no marks on them. They could be anybody's tools.
Well, it looks as though we missed our man. But we know one thing. There's somebody coming in here and...
Put up your hands, you men. Put up your hands or I'll shoot.
What's going on here?
Put up your hands or I'll shoot this gun.
Hey, who's that? What's going on now?
Don't make a move now or I'll shoot.
Look out, Speed. He's got a gun.
All right, we're unarmed. Now, who is it? What do you want with us?
I'll shoot if you move. I guess I caught you at something.
Come on, put down that gun. Now, what do you want?
I thought something was wrong out
oh,
here.
Oh, it's Harry Phelps. Harry, is that you? Put your gun down. I'm Speed Robertson.
Why, it's... It is Speed. And Jimmy.
Ah, great heavens, Harry. What are you doing out here? Stick that gun in your pocket and tell us why you're prowling around here in the middle of the night.
Why, Speed, I had no idea I'd find you out here. You and Jimmy and... Why, it's Flash Lewis.
Yeah, it's me. I come out here with Speed and Jimmy to play ping pong.
What's a dope, Harry? Why are you running around here in the middle of the night with a loaded gun? I begin to think that everyone in this camp is milling around out here tonight.
Yeah, and I'm going to start looking around for Santa Claus next.
Why, this is certainly surprising. I thought I heard some strange noise out here and I saw a flashlight. You know, Speed, I don't sleep very well at night. I just lay there on my bed and toss. Well, I was afraid that I'd find someone, well, someone besides you boys out here.
Oh. Well, who'd you expect to see out here, eh?
Well, Speed, after what's happened, I just can't sleep, and I was afraid that, well, you know, after what's happened to our ships. Well, I'll tell you, Speed, I wouldn't have been surprised to find Nails Ballou out here.
Oh, I see. Ballou again. Why'd you think he'd be out here, Harry?
Baloo's after me. You know that. And he knows I'm flying your ships, and he'll do anything, Speed. He'll do some clever, diabolical thing. Something that he couldn't be caught at.
Like what?
Well, you know, he could... Well, he could fix one of these ships. The ship I'm flying, something would happen to it, and... Well, no one would ever know just what happened or who did it. It'd be just like Nails. I know he'd do anything.
Forget it, Harry. You're just letting your imagination run away with you. Baloo's not in love with any of us, but I don't think he'd go so far as to monkey with the ships.
Well, Speed, if you'll pardon my question, if you don't think Baloo would monkey with these ships, what are you doing out here?
Well, now, Harry, I thought I heard a little noise out here and came out to investigate, but it just happened to be Flash Lewis looking around.
I wish I could get you to realize what a desperate character Baloo is.
Come on, Harry, quit worrying about Baloo. You'll let your nerves get the best of you. Come on, boys, let's all turn in. We've lost some sleep and accomplished exactly nothing. I want to get some more shut-eye before we have to pile out in the morning.
That's a good idea. I think I can sleep now. Well, I'm going to run along to the mechanic's quarters. See you all in the morning.
Good night, Flash. Remember, the next time you... Hey, Flash. What's that light in the mechanic's quarters? Isn't that a light in your building?
It sure looks like it.
By golly, that's funny. Look, it's a flashlight. You can see it sweeping around inside that window.
One of the mechanics, I suppose.
Wonder who it is. Let's have a look, Speed. What do you say?
I guess it's... Well, all right, Flash. I'll go over with you. Hey, Jim, why don't you run along with Harry and I'll be up to our quarters in a few minutes.
Okay, Speed. Good night, Flash.
Good night, fellas. Listen, Speed, I want to see who's prowling around in our place.
Yeah, I figured you had something on your mind. Now, come on.
As far as I know, all the boys was in bed and asleep when I snuck out.
That's probably nothing, but we'll have a look. Now, go ahead. Lead the way.
Now, don't say nothing while I open this door.
he is. Who is it, Flash?
Oh, it's that new guy. Look, that's funny. He's getting undressed, got all his clothes on.
Yeah. Let's have a talk with him.
Hey there, Mike. What's the idea? What are you going with your clothes on?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Lewis? You been out somewhere?
This is Mr. Robertson, Mike. This is Mike Mancuso, one-arm mechanic.
How are you?
How do you do?
Well, what are you doing with your clothes on, Mike?
Oh, I just came in from town. I come in kind of late, huh?
Oh, yeah? Been to town. I thought I seen you in bed when I turned in.
Oh, no, you're mistaken, Mr. Lewis. You seen somebody else. I've been to town.
Yeah? Hey, Frank. Frank!
Hey. What's the idea, Flash? What are you waking me up for?
You sleep next to Mike, Frank. Has he been away all evening?
Who, Mike? Been away? Nah, he ain't been away nowhere. Mike was laying there sound asleep when I went to bed tonight.
Who was the mysterious prowler in the dark hangar on El Toque Field? Why was Mancuso fully dressed at 2:30 in the morning? And why did he lie to Flash Lewis about his trip to town? Look for some startling action in the next air adventure of Jimmy Allen.